The Lord is gracious and merciful. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So I want you to pay attention, because I'm going to give you some things that probably would be good for you to remember, might even be rewarded if you do so. I want to talk to you about one real theological concept, and then I want to give you a couple Hebrew words, but don't leave me there, because I'm going to explain you to what they all mean. So in our gospel today, we have some really intense things that are going on here. It's a pretty long gospel that the deacon had to proclaim there. Stella almost proclaimed it for us there too, but that's all right. So here in the gospel, what we have here is Jesus is talking about what's going to happen after somebody dies. You know, every time we have a funeral, we always talk about the resurrection of the dead. Why? Why do we always talk about the resurrection of the dead? Sometimes that person didn't want to have God in their life at all, right? That happens. And sometimes God was at the very centerpiece of their lives. So why do we always talk about the resurrection of the dead, whether they've lived their lives the right way or whether they've lived their lives the wrong way? Do you know? It's right here in the gospel. Jesus talks about it right here. He says, look, don't be amazed at this. Because the hour is coming in which all who are in the tombs, meaning all who are dead, will hear the voice and will come out. Those who have done good deeds to the resurrection of life. Those who have done wicked deeds to the resurrection of condemnation. You know what that means? That means every single human being who has ever lived in all of existence is going to be raised. Some of them to the glorious resurrection where they get to be with Jesus forever and ever in their resurrected bodies. Others of them to be in resurrected bodies that are going to suffer for all eternity apart from God. Every single human being who's ever existed is going to be raised up. That's a truth of the faith. We need to hold on to that. This Sunday, we talked about our images of God. What is your image of God? How many of you think about this? Put your hands up. How many of you think that God is just a mean, wicked, nasty sort of God who just wants to condemn everybody and wants to send people to hell when they screw up, when they violate one of the commandments? Hands up for that. Is that your image of God? Okay, I hope all of you are telling the truth right now, because I know some of you probably do have that image of God. Maybe not. You're at daily mass. How many of you have an image of God where you say, he is so loving, he is so good, he is so righteous and so holy and kind that he'd never send anybody to hell? You're partially right, but mostly wrong. Okay? Why? Partially right, yeah, God doesn't send anybody to hell. Exactly. See, what our choices do is what determine where we go. God doesn't send anybody to hell. Did you know that? God doesn't will that anybody should perish in eternal death, but he sure as heck is going to let them because he gives them freedom. And so an individual sends themselves to hell. How? By disobeying God's love, by intentionally missing Mass on Sundays, by intentionally engaging in sins against the sixth and ninth command, by intentionally falling into what we call those mortal sins, those grave sins, and not seeking reconciliation with God. So is God a big meano? He's not. I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to give you a couple of Hebrew words. I want you to remember these. These are Hebrew words that were covered here in our psalm response. The first word is hased. Can you say that with me? Hased. You can say it louder than that, buddy. You're men. Hased. That's right. Oh, there you go. You're a little bit delayed, but that's fine. Hased. That is the great attribute of God is his steadfast love for us, meaning he stands firm within that love for us. That's what it's talking about there when he says the Lord is gracious and merciful. But there's also another word there that's emet. Can you say that for me? Emet. E-M-E-T. Emet. And emet is a word that means God, his firmness in faithfulness. He is firm in faithfulness, unchanging. And here's one I know you're going to like. It's my favorite for God's own mercy. It's a word called, it's two words really. It's Eric Apayim. Can you say that with me? Eric, like the boy's name. Eric Apayim. Apayim. You know, this is a really cool one. Why? Because it's exactly what is said right here. It means slow to anger. But it's more graphic than that. It means our Lord's nose doesn't turn red. Did you know that God's nose doesn't turn red? Ever thought about that? God has a nose? The Hebrew scripture says he does because they say his nose doesn't turn red. Eric Apayim. What that means is when somebody gets really angry, when they get really furious, when they get really livid with somebody who's done something, what happens is their whole face turns what color? Red. Including their nose. Including their nose. And the nose becomes most pronounced because what you all know is that those of the Semitic peoples have larger noses to that degree, and that's a prominent feature on their face. And so that's a focus of when you see that nose turning red, you know that something, a line has been crossed. And so the Hebrew people knew that. But they also knew that God's nose doesn't turn red quickly. So what that should say to us, and the reason why I've gone into great detail on this, is God isn't a big meano. He's not out there to crush us. He's not looking to destroy us. He's slow to his anger, which means he doesn't shout it out in the midst of whatever's going on. Jesus, in those scriptures, at any point, he could have just crushed everybody in front of them. He knew what was going on in their hearts. He knew that they were seeking to kill him. He knew that they were going to turn upon him because he called God his Father, because he healed on the Sabbath, as it says right here. But he didn't strike him down there, did he? Remember, even when Jesus was on the cross there and they were cursing him and mocking him, he didn't turn on them either and said, Father, forgive them because they don't really understand what they're doing. God is slow to anger, which means that he allows us to go on so that his mercy can be realized. He wants to show us mercy. And so no matter where you find yourselves, no matter what difficulties you have, no matter how long it's been since you've gone to confession, God wants to bring you back. And that's why he doesn't allow his nose to grow red really quick. Eric Apayim. That's why our Lord's faithfulness is something which is firm and doesn't change. That's that emet mercy that God has. God has a steadfast love for his people that no matter what we do can always be turned and averted because of his own kindness and faithfulness. That is that hased mercy and love that God wants to have for us. Brothers and sisters, don't meditate on God's wrath, but rather meditate on his mercy. But it takes more than meditation. We got to act upon it and receive it. So ask our Lord, whatever your image of him is, whatever your thoughts are, that he would give you in this Mass a deeper understanding of that mercy that he wants you to have, and also the same kind of mercy that our Lord is calling us to live toward those who are around us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.